In a way, this year's presidential campaign has cramped the style of the most generous political donors. Thanks to the contribution limits, they cannot donate more than $4,000 each to President Bush or Senator John Kerry. That breaks down to $2,000 for the campaigns themselves and $2,000 more for legal expenses. But if the election ends up in battles over recounts, those contribution caps will disappear, thanks to a bizarre bit of political maneuvering today at the Federal Election Commission. NPR's Peter Overby has that story.
The maneuvering began at 6 minutes to midnight last night. A lawyer at the National Republican Senatorial Committee emailed a letter to the Federal Election Commission. The GOP committee, along with a Republican Senate candidate, had asked the commission some weeks earlier for guidance on what money is allowed in a recount. Now, with the midnight letter, they were withdrawing the request. So Commission Chairman Bradley Smith, a Republican, started this morning's meeting with an announcement.
Obviously, the commission won't be ruling on the draft advisory opinion. I guess it's been withdrawn.
And with that, commissioners quickly moved to say the old rules still apply. Rules that allow the candidates to solicit contributions of any amount that an individual donor can afford to give. Republican Michael Toner.
If there are any recounts at the presidential level or the Senate or House level in this election cycle, as I see the law, we have binding regulations that make clear that unlimited personal funds may be used to finance those activities.
And Democratic Commissioner Ellen Weintraub.
Obviously, we can't do a rulemaking between now and next Tuesday.
The question that was withdrawn was this. Since the new McCain-Feingold law sets contribution limits for all money, quote, in connection with a federal election, unquote, does that also apply to recounts? Or do the old rules still apply? Only one commissioner, Democrat Scott Thomas, came out today in favor of McCain-Feingold.
A regulation, however well-intentioned, that we have on the books cannot trump the statute.
4 years ago, before McCain-Feingold, the Florida recount cost the two presidential campaigns together about $15 million. Democrat Al Gore had 126 donors who gave $5,000 or more. 9 of them registered in the six figures. The Bush campaign set a contribution limit of $5,000 and had 631 donors at that level. This fall, money is flowing freely to independent groups who produce their own ads, if not to the federally financed candidates themselves. So far, 47 individuals or couples have given at least $1 million each to so-called 527 committees. Almost all of that money is meant to influence the presidential race. Now, the FEC says if President Bush and Senator Kerry ask, these donors can give that much again directly to the candidates themselves to finance the recounts. Back at the Federal Election Commission, Chairman Smith noted that when the McCain-Feingold bill was debated in Congress, when it was argued before the Supreme Court, and when the commission wrote the regulations to enforce it, nobody explicitly said that it applies to recounts.
I just want to make that clear so we don't get a bunch of stories about the commission's failure to act on this issue that's been obviously sitting out there looming pregnant for 2.5 years. I don't think that anybody had thought that that was really the case.
Not that that stopped reform advocates from making exactly that argument. At Democracy 21, Fred Wertheimer called today's non-decision a kabuki dance designed to maintain the status quo.
This has all the appearances of a cynical manipulation by a majority of FEC commissioners and by political players.
Wertheimer said that if the election ends up with recounts and if big contributions start rolling in, he and other reformers are ready to take the commission to court, another round in their campaign to replace the FEC entirely with a new enforcement agency. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.